AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden and other world leaders are in Normandy, France, commemorating D-Day, the Allied invasion that took place 80 years ago today. King Charles at the British Monument honoring those who took part, including those few who are still living.
Our ability to learn from their stories at first hand diminishes, but our obligation to remember them, what they stood for, and what they achieved for us all can never diminish.
A toddler was struck and killed, his mother injured on Wednesday when a tornado hit their suburban Detroit home. A tree fell. Five injuries in Maryland when a tornado collapsed structures, trapping people inside. Dozens are dead after an Israeli strike hit a school turned shelter in Gaza. Israel says a school was being used as a Hamas compound. The war so far taking the lives of more than 36,000 Palestinians, according to the Gaza-run health ministry. This is ABC News. 32 million people are on alert for life-threatening temperatures this week in Antelope Valley, California. Janice Aguilar told ABC News this week it's the new norm for the region.
We've had a nice May, but now it's starting to heat up. And this is what we face every summer.
Temperatures could top 110 degrees in some places today and Friday. Climate scientists are sounding the alarm. The planet will probably surpass 2023 records over the next 5 years, the UN says, to become the warmest on record. Scary moments at a Texas wildlife park when a giraffe took hold of a little girl.
The family was driving through a wildlife center in Texas with Paisley Toten and her mom sitting in the bed of their pickup truck. One of the giraffes bit down on Paisley's shirt, lifting her above the truck. The giraffe let go after a few seconds, and Paisley dropped into her mother's arms unharmed. The wildlife center is saying the safety of our guests and animals is always of utmost importance.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley. This is ABC News.
It's fair time across Wisconsin, and with more than 70 county fairs, 3 district fairs, and the state fair, there's something for everyone to enjoy, including classic carnival games like skee-ball made in Wisconsin. You just roll that ball up a ramp and use enough strength to hop the ball into one of the bullseye rings, then add up your points. So what is the actual object of skee-ball? To show off your bowling-like skills to your friends, to work on your attention span, or to win a prize like a stuffed animal? The answer coming up. Skee-ball is close to 110 years old. It's made in Pulaski, Wisconsin by Baytech Games. The company itself originally started in a basement. Now, do you know the object of the skee-ball game? It really is to add up your points and win a prize like a stuffed animal. One fun slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The warden at the maximum security state prison in Waupun is facing up to 3.5 years in prison. Randall Happ is charged with felony misconduct after an investigation into 4 inmate deaths. 8 other people have been charged as well. Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt spoke in a press conference Wednesday about making changes to Wisconsin's prison system.
I would ask, why not? One new prison could replace 2 prisons, or 2 renovated prisons would be much better than what we have now.
An internal Department of Corrections investigation is ongoing. Parents and teachers of Southside Elementary School in Madison are calling for the removal of their principal and assistant principal. An 18-page letter of complaint was sent to the Madison School District on Tuesday. Parents assert that school administrators don't listen to them. They also claim school leaders ignore bullying and punish black and brown students disproportionately. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Milwaukee gets swept in Philadelphia. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. For the 3rd straight day, the Brewers' bats stayed quiet, and Milwaukee was shut out by the Phillies 2-0 on Wednesday. It's the first time the Brewers have been swept this season. Manager Pat Murphy says the Brewers are right there with the best teams in baseball.
Every game could have went either way. Taking these on the chin here against best record in the National League, like, hopefully that sits in the right place for these guys and they understand, hey, we're right there.
Milwaukee was outscored 7-2 in the series. They'll have a day off before heading to play Detroit for 3 games against the Tigers starting Friday. Tonight is the first game of the NBA Finals. The Boston Celtics host the Dallas Mavericks in the best-of-7 series. Today is the start of the state high school softball tournament in Madison. You can follow along on the WIAA's website. The Packers wrap up OTAs today ahead of next week's mandatory minicamp. Training camp opens up next month. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly to mostly cloudy and windy today. We'll get to 67 for a high this afternoon, with wind out of the northwest at 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, clear 53. Tomorrow, sunny and still breezy, but it will be a little warmer with a high near 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the next Devil's Advocates radio show. We'll have highbrow conversations about Karen Alito's tramp stamps and other topics of daily import.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
It's a mad radio. WMDX 92.7 FM at 1580 AM. I'm going to turn up my headphones a little bit here.
Crank them up, man. You know.
Feel like,
yeah, let's
like
go.
Beavis and Butthead. Just crank the headphones up.
Yeah, why not? It's the John and Gordy Show.
It is.
The family show for Thursday, June 6th, 2024. Yeah, here we are again. Good morning.
It's a beautiful morning.
It is.
And I guess we're going to have a whole stretch of days like this, aren't we?
Sounds like it. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely gorgeous. Right now, 59 degrees. Let's see what the actual high might be for
all
today.
Right. Well, yeah.
Ready for that already?
Find the most accurate way of determining that.
Well, let's do the lottery balls
the
today.
Lottery
do
balls.
We have those standing by? Okay. Because we haven't used those for a few days.
Well, it's quite expensive to update the machine.
You don't want your balls to, you know, just sit there. Seven is the first number, and zero is the second number. 70 for a high today.
Absolutely.
Yeah, accurate every time. The John and Gordy weather balls. Why not? Oh, yeah. So what's happening?
Well, well, you know.
How's the coffee?
A lot
this morning?
Of things are happening, man.
Yeah?
You know, it's a happening thing.
It is the happening thing. Yeah, I got the new computer all fired up here.
Oh, yes,
I just realized I don't have my notes on
Ladies
this computer.
Ladies and gentlemen, Gordy has got the new computer, and now we'll be able to get to the National Day calendar without any trouble.
Well, we'll see about that, but. Should we get to it already?
Yeah, let's
you
try.
Ready to
let's
jump right in.
Yeah,
huh?
Let's see if this thing works.
All right. Well, what kind of day is it today?
Okay, is what it, day is
okay,
it
I'm
not?
Gonna, right? I'm going to skip the first one here, but the National Eyewear Day, is that it today? Is it Higher Education Day? How about Applesauce Cake Day? Drive-In Movie Day? Gardening Exercise Day? Angel Food Cake Day? Or Yo-Yo Day, which one of these days does not belong in this National
Angel Food Cake Day?
How did you know that?
You
cheated.
No, it was a guess.
You cheated.
It was a guess.
Okay. Yeah. Well, congratulations. You won.
I mean, you didn't even give me a tell on that one. That was good.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Sam?
He gets a shiny new dime.
He does. Yeah, that money is mounting up. Okay. Let's go to the first one. National Eyewear Day.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't we have a national eyewear? We all wear glasses.
Eyewear. Oh, Sam does not yet.
All right, let's go right to
yet.
Yeah.
I guess.
It'll
my
happen.
My mom used to not wear glasses, but now she does, so yeah. I probably at some point will.
I think I needed glasses, reading glasses at about 46, 47. Prior to that, I had perfect vision. I used to tell everybody I had perfect vision. I could see details beyond anyone's imagination. And yet I started using reading glasses at about 46 or 47.
Yeah, your eyeballs change over time.
Yeah.
The shape of them. Yeah. You start to go out of focus.
The weird thing is,
everything starts to go.
Astigmatism. Yeah. Uh-huh. And how do you get that? With age? Does it happen overnight? I don't know. Or did I have it all along thinking I had really clear vision?
Good question. That's
a good question.
No
answer. If there's an ophthalmologist out there, give us a call, text us. I'm sure there is.
I bet there would be. Okay, well, National Eyewear Day, we can see clearly the importance of bringing awareness to eye health and comprehensive eye exams.
We should have that song.
I can see clearly now?
Yeah.
I'm pulling it up.
Okay. Yeah. Join us as we share why taking care of your eyes is important to your health. Spectacles have been around for about 7 centuries.
Yes.
That's a
long time.
Early versions were only worn by monks and scholars. In fact, the first pair of eyeglasses consisted of 2 magnifying glasses that were set into bone with a hinge on the nose. Well, I bet that wasn't very comfortable.
No.
Okay. Let's see. These first glasses were invented in northern Italy around the late 13th century, this doesn't make any sense. They wore them to read as well. Unfortunately, monks and other scholars who wore these eyeglasses had a hard time keeping them on their face. In 1452, the invention of the printing press caused the demand for eyeglasses to soar. See, everybody was starting to learn how to read.
Yeah.
Now we got to get eyeglasses.
Yeah. So I was thinking, how do you keep your bone attached to these 2 magnifying lenses? How do you keep them on your face? And the only way to do that is to lie flat on the ground. And let gravity keep it on your face.
Yeah. So that was they needed to get over that and figure out a different way. It wasn't until 1730 that the optician from London added rods to the frame so they could rest on the ears. It took them, 300 years to figure that out almost.
That's awful.
Okay. That's enough about eyeglasses. What's next on the big list? Okay. You think so? Okay. National Higher Education Day. Okay. Here we go. Get this. Let me see if I can do this. There we go. Yeah, this new computer is working out great so far.
Gordy's discovering the magic of a touchscreen.
Yes.
Isn't that cool?
It's wonderful.
I just watched him do it.
Why didn't I get these months ago? Why didn't you guys encourage me to do this?
Well, you bought the Celeron, not us.
That was a couple of years ago. Yeah, right.
We almost ran out of the studio screaming when you told us it was a Celeron. Oh, my God, no.
Well, we'll get to more tech news a little bit later on.
We are going to talk tech. Yes.
Yeah, good. National Higher Education Day falls on June 6th. Mm-hmm. This national day is intended to help you prepare a path toward higher education degree. Our hope is to share encouraging information for those who are interested in already pursuing a higher education degree. Exponential costs of higher education and the U.S. opportunity gap have turned a college degree into something of a luxury for many Americans. Boy, ain't that the truth. It's expensive. Guiding and motivating future and current college students through the process of preparing for higher education will help increase their chances of graduating with a degree. Sam, did you have to take on any financial loans or anything to get through school, your higher education?
I mean, my parents paid all my tuition. I just had to pay living expenses. Mm-hmm. But I took out loans anyway so that, hopefully over the 4 years of inflation, it would make the cost, seem a little bit less.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How'd that work out?
Pretty good.
I don't know.
Not too bad, right?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. All right.
I mean, we're one of the few countries, industrialized countries in the world, that still allow people to be buried in tuition debt.
In debt.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Most countries pay for this, or the costs are extremely low. Some countries train their medical people for free because it's a service to their citizens.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do.
I'm saving up to go back to school, actually. At some
Are you
point.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, good for you.
I want to get a teaching degree at some point.
No kidding. Oh,
that'd be great.
Yeah. Hey, it's National Applesauce Cake Day. Who doesn't love good applesauce cake?
It's not one of the most popular cakes.
I don't think I've ever had applesauce cake, in fact.
Yeah. Is this supposed to be like banana bread, but with applesauce instead?
It could be.
Well, let's find
out. Pretty much like that.
This tasty food holiday offers an opportunity to share a slice or two of the cake known as applesauce cake. You might think that adding applesauce to cake is relatively modern baking invention, but you'd be wrong. The first people to make this kind of cake were those who lived in the New England colonies during the early colonial times. They had a lot of time on their hands. They found that it didn't cost a lot of money to make applesauce cake, partially because the cake was made from flour and applesauce. Okay.
Well, you know, the thing is that applesauce can be used as a substitute
for
butter, I think.
I thought it was eggs.
No, you can keep the eggs. The eggs are good. You want to cut down on the sugar and the fats, the oils that you put in.
Makes sense.
And, I can't remember which one is a substitute for, but I didn't care. I just put it in and took the butter out, basically, or most of it. I cut the butter in half, and I put the applesauce in. I thought it would also add a nice flavor, apple-y flavor to my cookies, my health cookies.
Yeah.
Which I don't talk about much because no one likes them, so that's fine.
They don't taste good.
I will continue to make my health cookies.
Maybe you substituted the applesauce for the wrong ingredient, John.
No, it actually tastes good. The cookies I made without the applesauce also taste pretty much the same as the ones with the applesauce. It doesn't add a whole hell of a lot.
So you're just a bad
flavor baker.
Well,
no, it's not bad. It's just that I'm happy with my cookies. No one else is.
Why don't you make some and bring them in?
Everybody else wants the sweetness, the thickness, the chocolate chips, lots of them. Yeah. I don't. No? I like a sampling of chocolate chips, the little mini chocolate chips, and then I put everything together. And oatmeal, basically, is one of the main ingredients.
That's fascinating.
Well, thank you. Thanks for letting me go on and on about something so incredibly boring.
It's National Drive-In Movie Day.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, this harkens back to the beginnings of the John and Gordy experience, right?
That's right. We had our little
drive-in movie show.
Yes, a drive-in movie show. Big Sky Theater.
Yes, National Drive-In Movie Day is today. Boy, there aren't very many drive-in movie theaters around anymore.
No.
The first drive-in theater opened in 1933. Today, we want to give thanks to Richard M. Hollingshead, Jr. of Camden, New Jersey. John and Gordy, tip of the hat.
There we go.
Yeah, that's it. He created the drive-in movie theater. Boy, that must have been fun, like figuring out how to, you know, put the speakers out there and all that stuff.
Yeah, that would have been the worst. You know, you'd think there'd be more outdoor movie theaters because of Bluetooth. Right?
Well,
everybody would get a Bluetooth speaker, put it in there. You know, it'd be attached to a post, of course, but you just put the speaker in. Bluetooth, perfect sound.
Yeah. Yeah. The drive-in movie. Yes, absolutely. Right. Yeah. That's the way to do it. National Day Movie Day, Drive-In Movie Day.
Mm-hmm.
It takes us back to a time when seeing a movie on a Friday night was an entire family affair. You know, they used to pile the kids in the
cars. Really? That was it, huh? Can't take the family to it? I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so.
I don't remember that.
I don't remember that either.
Seems like it was there for different reasons.
Let me ask you. Did you ever sneak people in?
Of course. They get in the trunk before you arrive.
Yeah, exactly.
About a block away.
Yeah,
you'd get there and then park somewhere sort of on the edge and, you know, they'd sneak out of the trunk.
Well, you go in the exit.
Oh, well, that's another way.
Yeah. Drive in the exit.
Yeah.
And the cool thing was, you know, I was the driver, so I never got in the trunk.
Yeah.
That was nice. But I was very nervous. I was with a bunch of, not nice guys.
Ne'er-do-wells.
Yeah. And those were my best friends at the time.
Yeah.
And they forced me into sneaking people into the drive-in theater. And I was always just nervous.
I wonder where the nearest drive-in theater is to Madison.
Yeah.
Is there anyone anywhere near here? I don't know. Anyway, it's National Drive-In Movie Day, so go check out a drive-in movie theater near you if you can find one,
I guess.
Take
your family.
Why not?
That's what people do.
Coming up, history. It's all history.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. And we're splashed all over the social media dial. Check that out. You can watch us live in the studio.
Yep. We've got a camera in here.
Yeah.
We've got a camera that points outside onto State Street.
We do.
Beautiful day.
Keep everybody updated.
Sunshine today.
And you can text us there and also give us a call there. We appreciate your texts.
Mm-hmm.
We got a text yesterday. Good information on the Clean Lakes Alliance. Today, I always enjoy John Gordy and the Zenon Show.
That's great.
Beautiful.
Yeah, Zenon, our special guest, 14-year-old
boy. Yeah, he's a freshman now.
He's a freshman.
Going into his ninth year.
Good for him. Yeah. We were talking about National Drive-In Movie Day.
I found a bunch of
places. You found one?
I did.
You found some.
All right.
Okay.
So, Wisconsin Dells, Big Sky Twin Drive-In Theater.
How could I forget that? Right on Highway 16 up there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. This is unusual. Hmm? The Duck Pond Drive-In right here in Madison.
What?
The Duck Pond Drive-In.
What? Out where they play, like at Warner Park? What? Isn't that the Duck Pond?
That's a darn good question. It's, 2920 North Sherman Avenue.
Yeah.
It's on Sherman Avenue. Yeah, that's by the Duck Pond.
Yeah. Where they play baseball.
This is weird. What do they do?
Well, I think they bring in a portable.
Big giant screen TV.
Yeah, they can do that now. Yeah, I'm not kidding.
No, they have a picture of it, and that's what they have.
Okay.
And then there's one out in Highway 18, and that's near Jefferson. It is the Highway 18 Outdoor Theater.
Do they list one in Richland Center? There's one out there.
No.
On Highway 14.
It's in Monroe.
It's been opened and closed so many times, I don't know if it's still
open. Well, this is Central Wisconsin.
Oh, okay.
Lower Central, Central.
Okay.
In Monroe, Skyview Drive-In Movie Theater.
Hmm.
Now, I could go to, should we go southwest, right? And that's probably going to include Richland Center.
Okay.
No. Okay. There's nothing that.
Yeah. It'll open for 2 or 3 years, and then somebody else buys it. And
somebody else will realize it wasn't a great idea after all.
Oh, it's good to know there are a few out there.
It's a place where families begin, I think, inadvertently. They start there.
Okay. It's National Gardening Exercise Day, by the way. I didn't want to skip over that too much.
Gardening Exercise Day.
You can get a lot of exercise out in the gardening.
I know. Who thought of it this way, this particular way?
You get fresh air, you get sunshine, it's good
a lot
vitamin
of bending,
D.
Bending, lifting.
Yeah.
Right? A lot of repetitive going back and forth with either mulch or soil or plants.
Gardening on its own is therapeutic and can be good for your mental health, John. The fresh air and sunshine both allow you to get... Well, you have a big garden at your place, don't you?
No.
Oh. It allows you to get vitamin D naturally. Vitamin D is essential for absorbing and retaining adequate amounts of calcium and phosphorus, which are good for your bones and hair.
Speaking of that, I did sit outside for a few moments yesterday, contemplating my life and where I am at this point.
Really? Did you have a lot to think about?
Yeah, I did. And I was in my lawn chair, and I was letting that sun just fry me there. And
you do look like you got a little sun.
I got some sun. Yeah. And when I came in, I looked at my hand, and I had, spots. Yeah. You know, you get spots when you're older.
Yeah,
But you get them because of the sun. Right. If you don't get the exposure on your skin or maybe a sunscreen, you don't get the spots.
So do you still get like regular sunburn anymore?
Oh, sure.
Probably, but I have not.
You stay inside all the time, right?
Very vampire-like at this point.
So that's where your kids get it from.
Yes.
Staying in the basement all the time.
No.
Yeah, you don't get out much.
I would. You know, I used to get sunburn all the time. You know, I'm a man. I can do that.
You should use sunscreen. You know, actually, every day we should use sunscreen.
I have a medical story on sunscreen.
Do you really?
I don't think I'm going to play it because it's very short and brief. And, normally everybody knows this already. But in the U.S., we are not privy to the best sunscreens in the world globally.
Why not?
They have different chemicals, better chemicals, not as dangerous chemicals in the sunscreens they use in European countries. Simply because in the U.S. we have one rule, and they should repeal it. You should not use this all the time. But in the U.S., all of these sunscreens have to be tested on animals.
Oh.
In Europe, they don't have to be tested on animals. They just use science. We want to see animals cringe and die and create big warts.
Okay.
It's just
cruelty. You test sunscreen on animals?
I don't know. I actually didn't know about this until like pretty recently, like just a couple months ago. Sophia is, I would say, a little bit sunscreen obsessed. She's a little bit paranoid of getting sunburnt. Good reason. You don't want to get sunburned.
That's really great.
It drastically increases your chance of getting skin cancer. But one of the things I actually learned from TikTok, you can learn some things.
Yes.
There, is this whole sunscreen thing.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah.
We can thank Mike Gallagher, Republican, and who's not running again, for banning TikTok in this country. Thank you very much. Another mega idea.
Well, it hasn't been banned yet.
Well, it's banned, and if they don't sell it, it's gone. It's history, and all the people that started their businesses that are influencers, all of those people will be out of business, and it'll hurt commerce in this country.
Okay. Let's get back to another national day. One more day, okay?
I'm fine.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm getting like this now with your new computer. I'm good with this. We don't have to sit here waiting for you to scroll to the next story.
Okay. It's National Yo-Yo Day. Okay?
Yes.
This is a big day in the world of yo-yos. It's a National Yo-Yo Day, iconic string toy.
What do you got there?
Oh, it's just Yasmin's, right?
Oh, yes. That's right.
Like a yo-yo.
Wow. This is the kind of dribble
that
used to come out.
Oh, I know. Top 40
radio.
Oh,
I'm sure you just love this, John, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The iconic string toy has generations of use. We're using today's National Day to salute the yo-yo. The yo-yo is an object consisting of an axle. Everybody knows what a yo-yo is. You move it by holding the free end of the stick. Look, they explain everything, how to use a yo-yo. I want to know who invented the yo-yo.
Yeah.
It goes all the way back to 500 BC. They found a Greek vase painting with a boy playing with a yo-yo.
No kidding.
The Greeks used these yo-yos in ceremonies and presented them to certain gods when a child came of age. Yo-yos made of other materials. It doesn't say what kind of materials here. Okay.
I have a big box of yo-yos.
Do you really?
I did.
I used to love playing
way back
yo-yo.
When. Yeah. And by the way, this is what a lot of people did before cell phones.
Play with their yo-yos?
The cell phones. It was yo-yos. It was the Duncan yo-yo.
Oh, yeah.
And they had all these different styles of yo-yos, and you could walk the dog and do all these great, fantastic tricks. Tommy Smothers was a great yo-yoist.
Yes, he was. Yeah, the yo-yo used to be a very popular toy.
Before we had cell phones.
Before cell phones.
And then they just went away. Cell phones came in, and that was it. I have tops,
that's
too.
That's the story.
Yo-yos and tops. That's what I have in the box.
All right.
Help me.
Okay.
How did I survive those times?
I don't have any idea. It's the John and Gordy Family Show for a Thursday morning. Coming up, right around the corner, we'll crack open the history books with Sam.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matinair on Air.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Even though Wisconsin has not detected any high-path avian influenza in our dairy population, some financial resources from USDA may still ring a bell. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Dr. Darlene Conkle, our Wisconsin state veterinarian at the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection, says USDA is making the funds available basically to any operation across the United States that wants to focus on biosecurity. All you need to do is apply.
Well, there is an application to fill out, and anybody who's interested can certainly contact our office, or we can give you contact information for the USDA's area veterinarian in charge, who's my counterpart for the state of Wisconsin. And producers would need to fill out an application form and would want to detail how they plan to use the funding and definitely save any receipts. But we can help connect producers with USDA for resources to get started.
Dr. Darlene Conkle, our Wisconsin state veterinarian. Now, USDA has made available about $1,500 per premise for biosecurity measures, another $2,000 that might be associated with any sampling costs that farms incur. You can find out more on the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection website, as well as our website, MidwestFarmReport.com. Markets in overnight electronic trade on a Thursday morning. So far, going green with corn, beans, and wheat. Numbers are next.
Wisconsin soybean growers have lots of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
We had an adjustment day yesterday in Chicago on our dairy complex. The barrel cheese dropped a penny and a half down to 194 and a half. 40-pound block cheese on Wednesday down 3 to 186. Double A butter lost a full 6¾ cents yesterday. Now it's at 309 and a half per pound in Chicago. The Class 3 fluid milk that goes into cheese for July, down 9 right now at 20.06. The August Class 3 milk down 25, currently trading at 20.11 a hundredweight. In Chicago, the December new crop corn on a Thursday is up 3, currently at 4.62. November soybeans are up 7 at 11.57. July new crop wheat unchanged at 6.46 a bushel. Dow Jones Industrial Average currently trading about 27 points lower on a Thursday. So just a quick snapshot on those markets. Don't forget, more news anytime you need it. MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly to mostly cloudy and windy today. We'll get to 67 for a high this afternoon, with wind out of the northwest at 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, clear 53. Tomorrow, sunny and still breezy, but it will be a little warmer with a high near 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
Progressive presents 10 things on a contractor's to-do list that are harder than getting a commercial auto insurance quote. Bidding a new client, giving an accurate estimate, finding affordable materials, getting a client to pay you for work you already did, getting a client to pay you, period, securing permits and workers and tools, getting those workers and tools to work together, and finding the perfect pair of overalls. Pockets, baby. But the easiest thing on a small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you can save on commercial auto insurance. Get a quote in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, it's day 4 of Biden's Top 100. We'll be joined by Isabella Devan. We'll be talking about how monopolies steal money from you and what Joe Biden is doing about it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
Sounds like history to me.
Yeah.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 out there on the AM dial. Find one of those, maybe. I know Sam probably has an old radio sitting around the house along with his old bike and his old Volkswagen and his old movie projectors.
Eight-track player.
Well, I've got an AM-FM radio,
yeah,
in
okay.
my kitchen.
All right, see, I knew you had something really ancient and old. I have, Bluetooth devices and Alexas and smart
John, you can
speakers.
Still go to Walmart and buy a radio if you wanted to.
Good.
Yes, you could, sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, actually, my entertainment center has a radio in it.
Okay.
Yeah?
Well, that works.
How often do you use it?
Not very often.
Yeah, I figured.
No. Mm. Until we worked here, I didn't listen to the radio at all.
I'm surprised Ann
what?
Doesn't use Well, Ann listens to the Cubs, right? On
she
AM or
listens
something?
To the Cubs, yeah.
So
we,
do
we
I.
Had, we had a radio that could get
Yeah,
GN.
Chicago. Well, actually,
or
now
whatever
it's on,
it is.
Now it's on the score.
Yeah,
but,
yeah. So yeah. She used to listen to it on this radio and everything and subscribe to it so we could watch it on the big screen OLED TV.
Mm-hmm.
But, we didn't listen to the radio very much.
Mm. Well,
and now here we are. We're pushing radio again. The addiction.
Okay.
I fell off the wagon.
Yep.
But, I love this. Terrestrial radio, it's just something completely different. And people, when they drive into work, the cars still have the regular radio.
The AM, FM radios, yes.
And I know it's old, and you're getting...
But it still works.
You should try it every once in a while. Try turning in the radio off.
I do. I like it. John's gesturing to me for anyone who can't see.
You should try it. But, I Bluetooth a lot of the stuff in. I pick
sure.
up... I use our app, and I Bluetooth it
That's
into the
way
radio.
To go.
Yeah. Because there are some, dead spots in the in the area. So.
Yeah. Well, good.
I do that.
Yep. We are back on the radio.
Yes,
after all those
back
years,
on the radio.
Not on again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's kind of cool.
Yeah,
it's like breaking out of the amber, and and getting into the new amber.
And you can read about our story with the latest Doug Moe article in Madison Magazine, channel3000.com.
It's all
links
documented
to it.
Right
It's all
there.
Documented. Yeah, our long history together.
It's part of the historical documentation of Madison.
And some of it's actually true. So, check
it's
out
all
that article,
true.
Too.
Okay. Sadly true.
Okay. A little bit later on, we'll welcome in our guest today, Jenna Langra. From the Dane County Breakfast on the Farm. Find out all about that.
Yep, the farm breakfast going strong.
Yeah, okay. And, of course, we've got our Scotty Summer Text to Win contest coming up a little after 7 o'clock.
Yep.
We'll get into that.
Well, we don't want to take too much time away from Sam's big segment here.
Okay. Crack open the history.
I'm such a big deal, right?
Here we go.
Yes, you are.
You are a big deal.
Right. Let's get that
open
going.
Open that book.
Oh, that's not
going to
work. Here.
There's the history.
Flipping the pages left and
that
right.
That sounds like you're hitting a piece of cardboard on something.
How do you make the... Okay.
Here, well, listen, I got the sound effect right here.
Oh, that's good.
That's good. Okay.
Thank
Sam,
you, John.
What's going on in the world of history today?
Well, let's
what
take a look.
What happened today?
We should actually try to record.
An open?
The opening a book.
Yeah, you're right.
Do
it. You're
How
right.
do you record we opening a book?
Okay. Well, we have to have a book first.
There are plenty of books down.
That's right. We do have a bookshelf here at the station.
Let me go get a book. Keep talking.
Okay. Oh, well, a couple of weeks ago, I mentioned that the Baltimore, Ohio Railroad was formed. That was the first railroad in the United States. And when they opened, they pulled their train cars with horses.
That was a great story.
Yeah, it didn't last very long with them doing that.
That's why they call the next one the Iron Horse.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So today is a big deal with the Iron Horse because Andrew Jackson, president at the time in 1833, he became the first president to ride the Iron Horse.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Who was Andrew Jackson?
Andrew Jackson in 1833. You back with your book now?
Yeah, I got a great big book here. It's
Which
the Wisconsin Blue Book.
Oh.
So here's how it sounds opening up.
Slam it shut once. I want to hear how it. Ooh, that's a good one too.
Yeah, that's not too
Very
bad.
Good.
That's not too bad.
Okay. All right.
More history.
Back to you.
So a couple breaks ago, I played YMCA by the Village People.
Yeah, why'd you play that?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Gordy. Today, sure, in 1844, the YMCA, or the Young Men's Christian Association, was formed.
Okay. Yeah. 1844.
Yeah, crazy. Wow.
That's good stuff.
I haven't been to a Y in quite a while.
Whatever happened to the Village People? Weren't they just at the Bratfest?
They were, yeah.
Did they get rained out?
You've got to imagine that these are different people from the original.
You think?
The band lineup's changed a little bit.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody has formed their own Village People except for me. There's no way. God, that was such a horrible part.
Not a fan of disco. But
that song lives on,
that,
you know,
that,
everywhere.
It almost killed disco completely. Not that it didn't deserve to die.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, man. See, disco music was an offshoot of something called funk. And we played a few funky songs in this song with Rocker, but the funk was really fantastic.
Yeah, you like funk, right?
Yeah, I actually loved
not
it.
Disco.
I could actually dance to that, but disco was just this ridiculous ballroom dancing thing.
It took it to a different place.
And then it became very commercialized. Mm. And I hate to say it, you know, I love a lot of the Bee Gees songs to this day. I still love them, and they're very memorable. But at the same time, it killed disco. It killed the actual black disco music, which was so fantastic.
All right, sir. Thank you for that seminar.
Diatribe. Got that out of my system now. I never have to talk about it again.
Okay. I'm sure we will.
Anyway. All right.
Today in 1925, Walter Chrysler founds his car company. Chrysler becomes one of the big three automakers.
Okay.
In 1971, the last episode of the Ed Sullivan Show airs.
Oh, wow. Right here on our stage... The Beatles!
Did they have to carry him off? Yeah. He could barely move.
Oh, really?
You talk about an unlikely...
He wasn't in good shape by the end?
I don't know. He had a very stiff shoulder, which bothered me a lot.
Hunched over.
Yeah,
he was hunched over.
A lot of impersonators took on Ed Sullivan.
Absolutely.
Just tons of them. David Fry. Yep. I'm just thinking of all the... Because he had this way of talking and just way of walking. You know, I mean, his whole demeanor.
On a really big show.
Right
here. Everybody made an impression.
He's got a very distinct
Topo
body
Gigio.
Language.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 And crazy guy. I mean, you know, he made many of these rock groups censor themselves and changed their lyrics because
Stones.
He didn't like it. Yeah. Stones,
let's spend the night together.
Everyone who's not in your age demographic remembers Ed Sullivan exclusively for the Beatles. So, like, at least for me.
Yeah.
I'm sure there were plenty of
other groups
he had on there. But what else did he do besides, like, rock groups at the time?
Well, they had circus acts. They had jugglers. They had singers from Broadway. You know, they did big song and dance numbers.
They had Topo Gigio.
Topo Gigio.
It's a little mouse.
A little puppet mouse. Puppet. Yeah. Yeah.
And the one with the hand, what was it?
Senior Wences.
You seen?
Yeah.
They painted lips on your
thumb. Are you doing okay, Senior Wences? All right, close the door.
And
you brought your puppets in yesterday, didn't you, Gordy?
They're still in the trunk of my car. You wonder, should we get the puppets out? Do a John and Gordy's puppet show?
We're
going
to have the John and Gordy puppet show coming up pretty soon.
Yeah, we got to figure out how that works for radio. But, you know.
Well,
hey, if Edgar Bergen did it back in the 30s and 40s, we could do it.
He was on the radio.
He had a dummy.
Yes.
A radio show.
A ventriloquist dummy on the radio.
Groundbreaking.
The thing here is we are going to do a break with these puppets.
Are we?
We're going to be doing that break, not live. Well, I think we're going to pre-record this thing because it's going to be tough.
Right?
We got to choreograph this thing. But it's going to be available, and it'll be available on our show.
Okay.
And we're gonna post it, and it's gonna be part of this show.
What will be the purpose of the puppet show? Are you writing a script? Or are you trying to make this into a TV
pilot? No, it'll be a regular break that we have. Okay. We'll be talking about a story, but it'll be in puppet form.
Does that mean that I have to be doing a puppet?
Of course.
There has to be a puppet working the soundboard here.
Yes,
maybe.
Exactly.
Oh boy.
Exactly.
Did you go through the box of puppets?
I looked at a couple of them.
They were really nice puppets.
They
aren't
are.
They?
They're cool.
They're
fun and goofy.
That crazy bird puppet is yours. That's you.
Yeah. All right. Well, all right. We're still, again, workshopping some things. John
and Gordy's, but it'll be a special edition for anybody who wants to watch our podcast.
Be special, all right. Could be the last edition.
I swear to God, this is going to put us over the top. We're going.
Okay.
We'll be the talk of the country.
All right. Yeah. Should I go get the puppets during the next break and try it out a little bit? Show everybody? Yeah.
No.
Do a little show and tell?
We got to workshop it more. We'll save it for later.
Did you get done with the history books?
Yep. That's all that we've got. Can you close the book for us?
Okay.
Thank you.
You know, the Wild Wild West, you know, they had the train and
do you remember that? No, that's before Sam's time. Are you talking about the TV show?
Not the movie. The TV show, not the movie, which everybody seems to be talking about nowadays. But the original was the best show of all.
Yeah.
Do you remember the actors in that at all?
It wasn't Robert Wagner. It was Robert.
Robert Conrad.
Conrad, yes.
Yeah, and Ross Martin was Artemis.
And he had all different costumes, and, you know, he'd impersonate other people in the show. And yeah, that was a good show.
It was an exceptional, very imaginative show.
Yeah, very hip.
Yeah.
Hip, wild, wild.
Remember
Western.
Dr. Loveless?
That I don't remember.
Oh,
no?
Really? Uh-uh. Michael Dunn.
Was he one of the characters on the show?
I think he was a little person.
Oh, okay. Oh, sure. Okay. Yeah, I think he was a little person.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was quite the show.
It was. It was really good.
It was bizarre.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was kind of like a secret agent sort of Western show.
It was. It was James Bond.
He worked for the government, and he was out to get the bad guys. But
James Bond like Western.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Can we move on now?
Sometimes this trip down memory lane always works wonders for me.
I'm glad you like it.
You know, I know there are a lot of people out there, you know, in our age group, you know, in the 80s.
Not quite there yet.
No, I know. But, you know, a lot of people watch this stuff now in reruns. It's not like exclusive to us.
And it
only ran back then. Now they have
All the channels.
Yeah, the different
throwback channels.
The fast TV, what they call it is...
Rerun TV.
Free advertiser-supported television. It's fast. That's what the acronym for it is.
Isn't that just regular television?
It's an acronym.
Yeah, it is regular. It is regular.
Yeah.
Non-network-ish, but still, you know, they have their own streaming services.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and those are fun to watch, some of the old shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great.
Good stuff. Black and white. Some in color.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
In the old days, they used to... what?
I just don't know where we go with this. While we talked about the Wild Wild West, there were some other cool shows. Bonanza was a good Western. Remember that?
Yes.
Purdell Roberts.
Yeah.
And
he didn't
Green.
Like being there, did he?
Lauren Green and his toupee. It was terrible toupee.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. You know, when they color it, when they digitize that, it really stuck out. It's like, oh, no.
I mean,
How could somebody wear a toupee so bad?
I never looked at that.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But, yeah, I was interested in the color. It always seemed like it was, like, surreal colors for Bonanza.
Yeah, they did some Technicolor.
Yeah,
they overdid it somehow.
They did. And Lauren Green, of course, had that incredible voice, that announcer voice.
Yes.
And he did the song Ringo, which was a smash hit.
Forgot that.
Taken off on the drummer of the Beatles.
But really about a Western guy, Western cowboy, Ringo.
Yeah.
Ringo.
Interesting story.
See if we can dig that out.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Do you want to get to something? Is there some hot story that...
No. We're up against the clock here, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you know that?
I did.
We've got a whole lot more of the John and Gordy show right around the corner. We're going to talk about that upside down flag.
Yeah.
At Alito's place.
Oh boy,
Jimmy Kimmel's got something to say about
that. Yeah, that's fantastic stuff.
All right. It's coming up on the John and Gordy show.
Sleeping with the television on.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Sync radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
This Veterans Day salute is brought to you by Gill Liquor. Gill Liquor is proud to honor Americans from every walk of life and generation who served their country when duty called. As we celebrate Veterans Day, let us pause to remember all that America's veterans have done to preserve freedom. Gill Liquor would like to thank
You're
our members
to
of
Mad
the
Radio
Armed
Forces. WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show.
It's a Mad Pad, Mad Radio, WMDX. And you know what I always say?
What do you always say?
92.7 FM and 1580 AM, broadcasting from the capital city, Madison. I always say that.
The John and Gordy Family Show. One big happy family here. Kumbaya.
Now you're giving the impression that we're having some kind of major fight off the air.
No, I wouldn't give that impression. That's not true.
He's angry, folks.
I'm not angry. Why do you say that? A little edge here today. I don't know what happened. What happened?
Mom liked you best.
Oh, here we go.
All right. Yeah, this is a great bit. I was watching a little bit of Kimmel online. You know, they always post his old shows on there, and I saw this one. I thought, well, what the hell? They used a little AI to create the Trump voice.
Okay.
And this is cut 35. If you can cue that baby up, and let's check out the upside down flag offer.
Okay.
Supreme Court Justice Sam Alito had an upside down flag flying outside his house after January 6th. He blamed this on his wife with a story that doesn't quite match up with the police account of the events. Turning the flag upside down now has become a symbol of solidarity with Trump. After Trump was convicted, Marjorie Taylor Greene posted a picture of an upside down flag, though we're unsure if she meant it as a protest or just doesn't know which way is right side up. But lots of other Trumpers have been posting these upside down flags in support of their orange Jesus, who, of course, has already come up with a way to make money off this.
Hello, everyone. This is Donald Trump, hopefully your favorite president of all time, better than Lincoln, better than Washington, with an important announcement to make. You know I love flags, so soft, so silky. But crooked, Sleepy Joe and his cronies have the country upside down. It's not good. Show your support of Trump and America with the official upside down American flags. These are not your regular flags, which are only good for right side up. These flags are handmade in China, the country upside down from us. Each one is individually stitched by an upside down seamstress, priced at $249. Do we love this deal? Yes, we do. Order your official Trump brand upside down American flag today. Buy 10 or more and receive an upside down Bible absolutely free.
Give me cash, just give me money.
He did hold it upside down, when he,
yeah, that's right. When he did that.
Outside the church.
Yeah.
And no one knew why he even brought the Bible or held it upside down.
Yeah.
It's just kind of obscure and weird and
strange.
Ridiculous, as he always is. Mm-hmm. And we call him Felonious Trump on this program now. That's it.
He's not Don Schnorleone anymore.
No.
He's out of the courtroom.
Felonious Trump.
Yeah.
He's known for his felonies.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't actually Trump, was it? That was AI Trump, right?
Yes, that was AI Trump. Yeah, yeah. That was pretty good, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Good stuff. Speaking of flags.
Flags, yes.
Yes. There's a progress pride flag now flying outside the city county building.
When are we?
Because it's Pride Month.
Let's get into this bit here.
Okay.
This is the Madison Minutes bit that I have, and we've got a special Madison song
to
introduce us to this. Check this out.
Okay. I will.
Here we go. Get ready.
I'm ready.
Let me tell you about my hometown. It's the capital of the state. Mm-hmm. I'll have to brag a little bit, but I really won't exaggerate.
Don't do that.
Big M-A-D-I-S-O-N. Madison, Madison. That's my hometown.
Yes.
Madison, Madison. That's my hometown.
And we're going to get to some Madison Minutes here. Huh?
All right.
That's kind of a nice intro, huh?
It is. I like that.
All right. Well, you got that flag story. What was that again?
Well, the city of Madison and Dane County officials raised the Progress Pride flag. This happened on Monday at the city county building to celebrate Pride Month. Madison is, you know, of course, a very openly
gay-friendly city.
Gay-friendly city. Multiple city council members identify as part of the LGBTQ plus community, as does our mayor, a congressman, and even one of our senators. And yet the city is lacking in gay bars, although there are some.
There are some. There's one, the Dyke Dive.
Okay.
And they've talked about it on Madison Minutes. They have some audio, and they do interviews in that audio. And they had an interview talking about the Dyke Dive, one of the few places in Madison where lesbians can go.
Yeah. So I understand the, according to Madison Minutes, the city's Transportation Commission recently voted to raise special event parking. This is a different story.
This is a different deal. But,
okay, but from $8 to $15.
Can you believe that? That's almost double.
That's a little bit of a change. this goes into effect July 1st.
Yeah.
It's right around the corner.
All the downtown garages, the parking ramps, are going up to $15 instead of $8.
I think this was 2 days ago, John. You found out this news right before the show started, and you were just throwing an absolute fit about it.
I was pissed off. Yeah. You know, that, you know, it may be a dollar or two.
A couple bucks.
My God, $15? You might as well just be parking in somebody's next door neighbor's yard or something, you know, for the game down at Camp Randall.
Right.
You know, that's how they do it down there.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to do that in the city now with our parking ramps.
Maybe this is just their next tactic to get people to ride bikes more. Mm. I don't know.
Yeah,
that could be.
Yeah, that must be it. that's not it.
Well, they tore down the one parking garage that was right down by campus.
Yeah.
So
less parking.
Yeah, less parking. They, I guess, just don't have enough room for cars. And
that was, that's still crazy to me because a lot of those people who parked in that ramp worked at the UW and were students. So where are they going to park now?
Yeah. Well, you know,
they haven't created new parking for them.
No. They say this increase from $8 to $15 is because of increased staffing and maintaining the garages. And they haven't raised the rates since 2016. Well, it's been a while.
Yeah. Well,
but it's a huge increase.
Increased staffing, right?
Yeah.
They have a booth where there's one person in the booth. So where is the increase in staffing, my friends? Come on, let's think about this a little bit. I'm analyzing this, and I'm calling the city out on it.
Well, they still have to, you know, make sure the garage is nice and clean, and, you know, they shut it down a little while ago to clean out some of the junk. And
are you going
to
take up a charge against the city parking department that Todd was on earlier?
Maybe we'll join him.
You're going to start another petition?
Could be. A lot of people are saying that low-income and disabled residents may bear the brunt and burden of this change.
Okay. And that story from Madison Minutes. Coming up in our next hour, we're going to get back into the Scani Summer Text to Win contest. That's coming up right around the corner. And also, we have a special guest a little bit later on. We'll be talking to Jenna Langra from the Dane County Breakfast on the Farm.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk to Wisconsin Women in Conservation. They're having a field day you need to know about. J.R. Radcliffe with sports and Brittany Merlot for weather and wine. Join us.
Matt and Air on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Madison, it's time to rock the Gamma Ray. The Maxine Concert Series, Friday, June 14th with Eddie 8 Dynamite.
All about that girl. Oh, yeah. You're all about that girl.
Iron Plow.
Go
Marsden. The Maxine Concert Series live at the Gamma Ray Bar in Madison. Get advance tickets now at GammaRay.bar. Presented by Mad Radio 92.7 FM and Civic Media. Hometown Radio Refreshed.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.